Good morning, Fort McMurray, Wood Buffalo, and the rest of the world. You've tuned in to the Mac City Morning Show. I am your host, Elliot Pierre, and we're going to start every episode off with a moment of gratitude. I know you could be doing a million other things with your time, and the fact that you're spending with us truly does mean the world to me, so thank you. On that note, Tanner, hit him with the intro.
Hey, it's Keith Simpson here. I'm the general manager of Noral Toyota, soon to be Fort McMurray Toyota. Pretty excited for our new dealership. We're here to take care of you. Come on down and be part of our family.
And we are back. Big shout out to Noral Toyota, our title sponsor for today and every episode. We really do appreciate your ongoing support. As you know, I don't introduce my guests because they can do a better job of that than myself. So, sir, can you please tell everybody at home who you are and what you're about?
My name is Shikri Safadi. Recently joined the team in Fort McMurray Toyota Noral. I just joined actually about 3 weeks ago.
Okay.
Yeah, I just started the job. I was before that I was like in the barber business.
Okay.
So I did that for a few years. In the food industry, I did that also in a few years.
Okay.
And finally, I want to settle down and just relax, you know.
Yeah.
And this is like a more relaxing job, like, you know.
Yeah.
Not much pressure.
Right.
As barbering or any other job, right? Like in the food industry, you're too rushing, go, go, go. Same as barbering, right? Like when you got too much pressure, it's not the best. Too much focusing, mm-hmm. you know? Here it's more chill, lay back, relax, and it's pretty good. Great staff, love, it's nice. It's really happy, actually. It's a great move. I'm very happy with this move.
It's awesome.
I'm pretty proud of. I'm very, very proud of being part of the team here in Noral Toyota. And I've known them for like years and years, especially Keith and the owner. Mm-hmm. I've known them for years and years, like over 15 years. So you come in here, you almost know everybody. It's, you know, it's just much easier.
That's
when
right.
When you start with somebody, then, you know, you don't know anybody. It's tough, you know, like.
That's right.
You're like, where do I start from? But
yeah, you got lucky.
Yeah.
It's interesting when you talk to people about different careers that they've had, mm-hmm. in regards to, like, I don't think most people would look at something like being a barber as a stressful job.
Mm-hmm, yeah.
That being said, like, I've spent a lot of time at Thickwood Barbershop with Ali and the boys.
Yeah.
Just, like, hanging out.
Good buddy of mine, Ali.
Yeah. And so, but, like, when people come in, they want to look good. And, like,
yes.
they take their job very seriously.
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
So it's, like, it would be extremely stressful.
Yeah. Especially, you know? When they know that's their own... That's their own profession, and
that's
then
right.
that's their only profession.
Mm-hmm.
Then they pretty much have no choice but to like focus on this specific job, you know, when it comes to barbering. But for me, I'm a multi experienced in different things, you know.
Yeah.
Like I catch pretty quick and good things. So I used to sell cars like on the side, this and that. So I had a bit of experience.
Mm-hmm.
Fourth customer service, I had it from before.
Yeah.
Especially when you're barbering, you know, you're talking to customers for hours, and you know, like it's once you have that confidentially, it's it helps a lot, you know.
And you've been in Fort McMurray for a while too, so people
almost 20 years.
Yeah, so people know who you are.
Yeah, absolutely.
Right, they know the face. Yeah. They know they can trust
I know.
You.
Yeah,
like you've built your reputation.
Yes, absolutely.
So when it comes to, hey, if you're going to trust me in these other like things that I've done,
I sure did.
Then, like, they're going to trust you when they come down here that you have their best interest in
100%,
mind,
100%,
right?
Yeah. I met a lot of few people, especially in the barber industry, right? Like, you meet a lot of new people, same as the food industry.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I was running Cosmos Pizza in the old days.
Yeah.
Yeah. My brother still owns the one actually in Thickwood.
He
still,
he
still runs that one.
Oh, very cool.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But now, even the Jomas are actually my brother-in-law.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Okay.
73 is my cousin too.
Really?
Yeah.
So you know a little thing.
I know the whole gang.
Pizza.
Eh? Oh yeah, quite
what's
a
your,
bit.
What's your favorite pizza?
Probably vegetarian. I like vegetarian. I don't mind pepperoni, mushroom, green pepper.
Okay.
That's a good mix right there.
Right.
It's a pretty. They call it Canadian. Plus with the bacon, they add with the bacon.
Yeah.
As you and.
That's my exact pizza order.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's Tanner's go-to order every time.
It's your favorite, eh?
Yeah.
It's pretty good. Some banana peppers on top would be actually pretty good too.
Yeah.
If you like spicy.
Right.
Yeah, other than that, I mean, wings is good. 73 probably has the best wings. They have really good wings.
Fries.
Yeah. The curly fries are great.
Yeah.
Yeah. But nothing beats the steak day. You know, steaks is my favorite.
Steak.
Steak is my favorite.
What kind of, how do you like your steak?
Medium.
Medium, what type of steak?
Like you go ribeye is probably my favorite.
Okay.
You can go filet mignon as well.
Right.
That's a pretty, that's the million cuts, right? The million and the millionaire's cut, they call
it. Yeah.
That's a good one too. But yeah, usually medium. You need some juice in there. Mm-hmm. You do well done or medium well, it's dry in there, right? Like.
That's right.
Nah, you're not gonna. There's no flavor.
Yeah.
Like really, you know. That some people don't like to see the pink in there, like, you know, the bloody
yeah.
part.
And, but you need that for the taste.
Yeah, for sure.
Yeah.
Right. It's a must. But you know, everybody has their own preference in food, especially.
So you're a man who knows how to cook, obviously.
I love cooking, especially steaks, though. Yeah, but
you're reading my mind. So when you're on the grill, like, what is your like kind of technique? What's your thought? What's your setup when you're cooking a steak?
So I always start with I got like a pan fry. So I steer my steaks in a stir pan.
Okay.
With butter on the bottom. It's like it has pretty much garlic butter. So I sear it. When you sear it like this on a pan, the flavor stays inside. You don't lose that flavor. All the seasoning on top, it all preserves it in there as soon as you sear it. It's different than you do it on a barbecue, right? So after I sear it, both sides and then all the way around.
Right.
And then I go on the barbecue after.
Cast iron, right?
Yeah, cast iron or even like a regular pan would work as long as it's really, really hot. It has to be like extremely hot.
Right.
And as soon as you sear it, you'll see that flavor is just completely different.
Right.
It's amazing, man. Yeah. That's a must to do. Heath is huge into steaks too.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, he's a big fan of it. And then he takes his steaks really serious.
Yeah. So when you're searing this first, are you doing it on the oven in the house and then taking it outside or the stovetop?
No,
or you have side burner? How?
Yeah, side burner.
Okay.
You know, you sear it.
Yeah.
As soon as you sear it, just move it straight to the barbecue.
Nice.
Yeah. So you got the buttery. It's nice and juicy.
Right.
And then you got the garlic flavor in there, which is the most important. And even after you're done barbecuing, you can actually, you know, with the garlic butter, you can put a bit of parsley in there.
Okay.
And you just, you know, like give it a few little touches on top of it or around it.
Yeah.
And then just slice and eat, man.
Right.
Deadly.
And what are your sides?
Usually baked potato is one of my favorite. Baked potato or baked potatoes. You got some asparagus, broccoli. Those three things are top-notch with steaks.
So are you cooking your steak more often than not, or would you go out for a steak? Because you obviously know exactly how to prepare this sucker.
Yeah, I know. I prefer a home for sure.
Yeah.
I know, you know, go to the keg, it's a great steak.
Yeah.
Don't take me wrong, but but again, like, when you customize your own steak and then you cook it the way you like it, and you can feel it, right? Like, just from the feel it, you can tell that my steak is just perfect right now. You
know?
So that makes a big difference too.
Yeah. Where did your love of food come from? Like, this obviously has to be like deep rooted in like your childhood at some point.
Yeah, my father used to be a cook in the old days, and then I used to like, you know, be in the kitchen a lot. And when I first came here, I actually started as a pizza maker.
Mm.
So I started in the food industry as soon as I landed here. So from that I started to get into like the steaks, especially. Like, a lot of people like just chicken, right?
Mm-hmm.
Me, I'm not a chicken guy. I don't like chicken much.
Right.
I prefer just steak or meat in general.
Yeah.
You know, back home in Lebanon, they do the beef kebabs, right?
Mm-hmm.
It's all by skewer.
Right.
We don't believe in steaks back home.
Right.
It's all skewers, like, right? And then, but here is different. It's just steak, right? Like, you rarely see kebabs here.
That's correct.
Now they're getting a little more up there, but in general, it's a steak. You know, it's all about the steak. And when it comes to traditional food, I'm not a really good cook, to be honest. No, traditional, because we do like a lot of different it takes a lot of practice and a lot of experience to get the right flavor. Let's say a stuffed eggplant, for example. There's a lot of different ways to prepare that. You know, there's a lot of, like, say, grape leaves. Grape leaves, have you had those ones?
Yes.
Stuffed with rice?
Yes.
And meat?
I had some at Ali's house before.
Like. Yeah, right? There's a lot of good things. Like salads, for example, tabbouleh is our top-notch. Tabbouleh is like the parsley and tomatoes. That's a big, That's one of the most famous salads in Lebanon. Mm-hmm. That, and then the fattoush is pretty much same thing, lettuce and tomatoes and onions and all that good stuff.
Food is a big component of the culture.
Oh, yeah. Oh,
huge. Yeah. Oh, and like gathering together.
Yes, absolutely.
It's a big communal thing.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. It's a big thing back home. Even if you go to their restaurant back in Lebanon, for example, mm-hmm. I'm surprised Ali didn't take you yet. Did he? He didn't take you yet?
Oh, he's always trying to take me. I think the thing that has you slowed should. It down is COVID.
Yeah, I hear
like
you.
That
I
really
hear you
put like because we've been talking about it for years, especially mm-hmm. with everything like that Ali's doing back there. He's like, man, you got to come check it out.
Yeah, man.
Same with Mo from Pacific Interior.
Okay, yeah.
Like, he's just like, yo, you got to come back and
man,
check out this country.
Man,
like,
it'll blow your mind.
Yeah.
Specifically when it comes to restaurants and the restaurants in general.
Yeah.
Like you sit on a table there and you're at a restaurant, the appetizers alone.
Yeah.
Are like a 4 feet. You got food like enough for 2 days, just appetizers. You know,
that's awesome.
A whole bunch of different kinds, and then after that, they bring you down the main meals. Like it's just completely different.
Very
like
cool.
Here, for example, you get an appetizer, mm-hmm. one type or two types. You know, you start with a salad or whatever.
Yeah.
Back there, you're starting with 20 to 30 different items.
Yeah. Wild.
You know what I mean?
Sounds like a dream to me.
Yeah, that's a big difference.
Well, listen, Tanner tapped the watch. That means we are out of time.
Okay.
But before I cut you loose, everybody gets a shameless shout-out or plug. So you have
for
the mic,
sure.
The camera, the lights. Have fun.
I'll give the shout to my mom and dad back home in Lebanon, which are just got retired from there. Like, they just retired. They lived here for about 40, 50 years. I'd like to give them a shout and wish them the best of health and a happy life.
There you go.
And thank you very much for having me today, and I really appreciated it. Thanks
yeah.
so much. And
you're welcome.
Welcome to Norrell Toyota. Anytime. Come see me anytime for a new car, whatever you use, new, doesn't really matter. And, you know, at the end of the day, Toyota, known as best of product. So that's about it.
There we go. Awesome.
Awesome, man.
Well, Fort McMurray with Buffalo, the rest of the world, that's been another episode of the Max City Morning Show. From the bottom of my heart, thank you for tuning in. Big shout out to our title sponsor, Norrell Toyota, as well as Kerry from Patchouli Rose, and the beautiful people at Coldwell Banker. Hope everybody's having a great day, and we'll see you tomorrow.
Thank you.
Peace.
Hi, it's Carrie with Patchouli Rose Herbal Apothecary. I know our summer is coming quickly to an end, and during the summer, we always think of applying our sunscreen, but sunscreen is a product that we should be using every day of the year to protect our skin against harmful UVA and UVB rays, also against premature aging. I have a product called Dandelion Harvest, which is moisturizing, anti-inflammatory, and is great for anti-aging. You can use this every day of the year, and it's very moisturizing. If you want to check this product and any of my other products out, please go to patchoulirose.com.